G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot at the start of a new week on Monday the 15th of August 2011. Today we have a special guest, Pauline, who is going to share some thoughts with you. Over to you, Pauline.
I believe God allows us to go through hard times for many reasons. One is that it makes us less self-dependent and more God-dependent. Hard times help us to recognise our need for God. Another reason is that it gets rid of some of our character traits, which are unholy, part of refining us, such as pride and materialism. A new car pales into insignificance when you lose your health, for instance. Going through difficult times reveals our true values, character traits and beliefs. Hardship shows us what our strengths and weaknesses are. We need to know what our weaknesses are so we can ask God to help us with them. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says God's power is made perfect in our weakness. Allowing us to suffer and endure hardship is an act of love on God's part. It tests, refines, and perfects our faith. Going through suffering makes our faith stronger, more mature, and complete. Persistence through hardship develops our character. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4 says, "We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Endurance through faith and seeking God throughout the hard time, in order that we can walk hand in hand with Him, develops our trust in Him. We discover hope, love, and peace amidst the storm that surrounds us. Perseverance is produced by dedicated endurance in the midst of adversity. Spiritual transformation requires perseverance, just like any other human enterprise. God promises to be with us in our present experiences on earth and in our uncertain futures. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." He promises that we will be with Him for eternity. He promises to stay by our side, to never leave us. He is there for us through the difficult times in our lives. Psalm 121 verse 3 says, "He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. He never sleeps, but is always looking out for us. He turns every situation into God for those of us who love Him." Romans 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." He is omnipotent. Who better to have on our side as our loving shepherd to tend and care for us? Luke 10 verse 19 says, "I have given you authority to overcome all the power of the enemy." Jesus defeated Satan when He died, descended into hell, then rose again. He is tirelessly working for us. Who or what then shall we fear?
And now a prayer to take us into this new week. Father, thank You that no matter what happens this week, You are with us in our troubles and sufferings. Thank You for the Holy Spirit who empowers us to persevere. Thank You that You know the pain of our suffering, Lord Jesus Christ, because You suffered and died as part of Your humanity. Amen. Join us again soon on Partakers. Bye for now.